The last-minute presidential recount effort, spearheaded by Green Party candidate Jill Stein, is more complicated in Pennsylvania than in most states. In Pennsylvania, three voters from each precinct must file a notarized affidavit asking for the recount. WPSU's Emily Reddy visited the Center County Elections Office to talk with voters bringing in those affidavits.
I'm taking vacation hours to do this today.
Jamie Brenner is waiting in line at the elections office in Bellefonte to submit affidavits from herself and two other voters in her precinct. She voted for Hillary Clinton and heard about the recount effort on Facebook.
I think it's probably worth taking a look because Trump himself said this week that he was concerned about who voted in this election, and it's our right to request the recount. It was so close.
Donald Trump has tweeted over the last few days that there was voter fraud in the election and that millions of people voted illegally. He won in Pennsylvania by a little over one percentage point. Each person who comes to the elections office with affidavits gives them to the clerk behind the counter, who checks the paperwork to make sure it's correct and looks up each voter to make sure they're registered in the precinct. At the end, she gives them a receipt for their submission.
Here you go.
Okay. Is this all I need?
Yep,
very good.
You're finished.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We'll see you.
The voters also share their paperwork with Joanne Tosti Vasey, who has set up shop on a countertop across from the elections office window.
These are my originals. I have three.
Okay.
For Precinct 20.
Okay.
And you need this thing?
Tosti Vasey is a community activist who's helping to organize the recount effort in Center County. She hopes the recount will lead to improvements in the election system, but she doesn't necessarily think it will change the results of the election.
I think the vote count is far enough apart that that probably won't happen. Being part of Votes PA and Center Concerned Voters for Center County, I want to see the state update their voting process so that everybody has a paper trail.
Center County uses paper ballots. Most of the state uses electronic voting machines. Joyce McKinley is the director of elections for Center County. She says they saw a steady flow of voters with affidavits all day long. She's never seen a recount request like this one in her 23 years in the position.
What they're requesting is, on a majority of them, is for a manual recount of the presidential candidates as well as U.S. Senate. And one precinct alone that I looked at has 1,800 voters that voted that day. So it is going to take a substantial amount of time to have it completed if we're directed and are required to do it.
McKinley says she's waiting for word from the county solicitor and the Department of State on whether the recount requests are valid. She expects a legal ruling within a couple of days. Back in the lobby of the elections office, the voters keep coming. Eva Perkins' two-year-old son, Martin, has about a dozen Matchbox cars laid out on the floor.
Have you been dragging this little one around?
Yes. Yes, I have been. He's been a trooper. He's been with me all day.
Perkins says she was planning to spend the day regrouping after being away for Thanksgiving, but this was more important.
I'm the child of Latvian immigrants who fled Stalin, and so I think it would be really irresponsible of their grandchild or great-grandchildren to let something like this go, you know, without pursuing it further.
State GOP spokeswoman Megan Sweeney has called the recount effort ridiculous. Organizer Tosti Vasey says by the end of the day, voters submitted recount affidavits for 28 of Center County's 91 precincts. There are more than 9,100 precincts statewide. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.